Why did Kiwi Greenleaf Fresh's vertical farm fail? Cash flow, market realities, and strategic missteps. Greenleaf Fresh Ltd, the operator of Hamilton-based vertical farm brand Green Grower, which has entered voluntary administration, raising critical questions about its business strategy and the feasibility of large-scale vertical farming in New Zealand. Despite receiving $3.5 million in public funding from the Ministry for Primary Industries, MPI, under the Sustainable Food and Fibres Futures Programme, and $5.3 million in shareholder investment, the operation struggled to generate sustainable cash flow. Nowhere on the company's website does it indicate a sales channel through which retailers might have placed orders. Green Grower prioritised research and development into new crops and varietal innovations rather than focusing on commercial production of staple greens like lettuce or spinach, which could have generated short-term revenue. This strategy appears to have been a significant gamble as it delayed cash flow while costs mounted. Vertical farms often rely on high-yield, fast-turnaround crops to establish revenue streams, but Green Grower's stated focus on experimental crops may have stretched its resources too thin. New Zealand presents a unique challenge for vertical farming. Unlike densely populated regions where arable land is scarce, the country has abundant fertile land and an established supply of naturally grown vegetables. The cost premium associated with vertical farming technologies such as LED lighting, climate control systems, and water recycling makes locally grown produce from traditional farms significantly cheaper for consumers. Additionally, the small domestic market limits opportunities for scale, while export logistics for perishable greens remain complex and costly. Globally, vertical farming thrives in regions facing land or water scarcity, urban density, or extreme climates. In contrast, New Zealand's relatively stable agricultural sector and lower production costs for traditional farming undercut the competitive edge of vertical farms. While vertical farming has clear environmental benefits, such as reduced water usage and pesticide-free crops, these advantages did not translate into financial sustainability for Green Grower under the current market conditions. Greenleaf. Fresh's failure demonstrates a critical lesson. Vertical farms in New Zealand may need to balance innovation with financial pragmatism. Establishing revenue from commercially viable crops before moving to research-intensive ventures could prevent similar missteps in the future. Vertical farming, Green Grower NZ. The MPI is currently working with administrators to assess the implications of the company's collapse, raising broader questions about how public funding is allocated to food innovation projects and whether more stringent oversight is needed to ensure taxpayer investments yield tangible outcomes. While the promise of vertical farming remains compelling on paper by offering year-round production and environmental benefits, its economic viability in New Zealand's agricultural landscape remains deeply uncertain. Without significant shifts in market dynamics or technological breakthroughs to reduce operational costs, future vertical farming ventures may face similarly uphill battles.